back into the shop, guys. It's Tyler.
It's Lauren.
It's Peter.
I almost said into the club.
Yeah,
into the club.
I was like,
we sell the memberships.
Yep, yep.
Welcome into the club. Pay up.
That's on Patreon.
$10 per subscription. Keep our mics live.
You turn me down.
So, oops, sorry, audio issues. Okay, cool.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
yeah. No worries. All right. Let's just jump straight into the topic, honestly.
Okay.
I don't know. Today's a funky one, or funky day for me. So, but yeah, we're going to be talking about like work holiday parties or like just work parties in general, networking events, stuff like that, right? Keeping with the theme of value adds into our episodes.
Everyone has them, usually company parties, whether it be holidays or just random company parties. Right. How do you go through it? How do you survive?
Yeah,
especially fun. Work from home, you know? You don't see your coworkers every day.
It's nice, but I kind of miss the parties.
I mean, in our profession, everyone's kind of just a Slack name.
True.
Or for you, a Microsoft Teams name. Kind of gross.
True. True. What? I need Microsoft.
Yeah.
I need Excel.
I think it's nice because I think we cover a spread of like different journeys into a company. Like I'm just starting like my company pretty fresh. So there's like my perspective of like, damn, this is my first time meeting some of these people like in person as well as just like literally first time meeting some folks. Or like maybe like Lauren, for example, like you've been in your company for a while now and like you generally have like known these people in person and stuff like that. And then, well, you've been remote for the most part, so...
Yeah, but I've been to my fair share of
company
outings, I guess.
That's true. Yeah. So
I only show up for company outings.
I would do the same. Yeah.
Because this is all free food and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super important.
Yeah. Free food, mm-hmm. You get dressed up, you get to, you know, flex.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
This is me, you know.
This is me. What's that song?
This is me.
Who's that by? I don't know. It's just
Demi Lovato.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
A little Demi action on a Saturday. Yeah. Someone's still feeling karaoke vibes.
Ooh. Man.
Actually, that would be a really good karaoke song.
Demi's hard.
Well, no, but that's a Disney Demi. Oh. That's Disney Demi.
Disney Demi.
Disney's hard, too.
I mean, we didn't sing any of those. Well, that's actually, why are we talking about this?
Yeah.
This is on about
the
Christmas.
Next episode, karaoke.
this is about the holidays.
Yeah. Anyways, so I'm going to make a executive decision to make it a part one episode on this one because I do want to follow up with like a part two ep.
Okay.
Probably for release the week after about like friend holiday stuff and like holiday gift giving and things like that because it is the season. But let's hash out the professional shit first.
Oh, you're trying to separate business and pleasure.
Exactly. Yeah. That and my DoorDash order is coming in 30 minutes. rapid fire this one.
Let's go.
It's cool. Let me just jump straight right into things on this one. So I guess coming from perspective, one of my top tips is like, and I saw this on a TikTok as well, so I guess I'm not like the originator of this idea, right? But you always want to kind of go into these parties with a little bit of intention. Like, especially if you're brand new, right? I'm brand new, just starting off. This is probably like my first impression for a lot of people, right? So like looks matter, you know, body language matters. What you say matters. How you connect with people matters. So keeping in mind of that, it is pretty exhausting. I had to mentally prepare myself because it's not just like a Google Meets call one-on-one mm-hmm. scheduled on a calendar, right? It's like you're there, you're present, and it's real time, game time. So that's kind of how I, in a way, approach a lot of these like holiday parties as like a newcomer into a company or just meeting, like maybe it's like a joined event with like different teams and you've never talked to these people from this team or that team. So that's what I did literally yesterday when I went into my little company holiday, little get together thing. So do y'all follow that? Or is there something more strategic that you guys do? Or y'all just say, fuck it, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
I'm here for a good time.
Well, I guess for me, it's a little different. For like working from home and like very little. I mean, I've been in the office like a good handful of times, right? So we've had a couple company parties. And I agree with the intention of you got to kind of go in there and not just like freestyle it. honestly, you got to mentally prepare yourself for small talk. It's just what it is. Like, if you're working from home and you have a company party, you show up, hi, I'm insert name here. This is what I do. You know, this is, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, what do you do for fun? I'm like, fuck. You know, it's just like 10 facts about me. So I don't know. You just got to be like more present. And you got to be ready for these small talks. Especially, I think it's harder for me because I'm in a people's person.
Yeah.
And normally on a day-to-day, like, you don't have to deal with a lot of these people. But when you show up, you kind of have to, like, present yourself as the people's person or the HR person.
Yeah.
You can't be the dry TA people's HR person, right?
It's true.
And you also have to reserve yourself because you can't be that HR person. So it's like, I feel more restricted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you show up for the free food, and then you got to make small talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just like...
You can't break the rules.
Yeah.
You can't break the rules. You can't go all out. You can't do nothing crazy. And then you got to make small talk with the engineers. And it's just like, oh, that's man.
Tough. Yikes.
Man, dude. That's like the worst. They yeah. just walked. How do you like the food? Man.
It's all right.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating it, aren't I?
Like, I didn't even bite it yet. Yeah, I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
But that's also because I've been working in hardware and software mm-hmm. for a minute. So it's just like that's a regular day-to-day conversation.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm a hybrid. So, I mean, I see people like 1 to 2 times a week anyway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't really have to feel like I have to make good first impressions because I already made my impression.
Yeah, also, your team's a lot smaller.
It's a lot smaller too. I mean, there's a lot of people that I work with I've never seen before too, but I haven't had a holiday party in like 2 years, like since COVID. So I really don't have a reason to meet them in person unless I happen to see them in office. But
I think it's what's funny is at these company parties, so half, not half, okay, that's a lot, but like a good like handful of people at this current company I've worked with at a previous company. So we've been like face to face a lot before. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's like kind of clicky. So that is
also true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Sometimes usually for like a friend's party we talked about last time, don't be the stage 5 clinger, but you know, for the company party, it's fine. I think it's fine to cling on to what you know.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Cling on to what and who you know.
Yeah. What and who you know. And if you're the plus one, yeah, you should probably cling on.
Yeah.
For doing
Plus one to these company parties is a grueling task.
A plus one to a company party is such a important job that I feel like is very understated. Because like you are like also like a visual representation of who this person is from employee to employee standpoint, right? Like whoever you bring as a plus one has to either match you and or like gasses you up.
Mm-hmm.
So. It is that is like super important. Whatever you do, the name of the game is like don't bring that person down.
Yeah.
So as a plus one, like stay away from getting too drunk, you know. don't blow lines of coke in the bathroom.
I'm a pretty good plus one.
Don't pregame.
Don't pregame.
I mean, honestly, being a plus one at a company party, it's like almost you have to be like a really good arm candy.
Yes.
Like you can't embarrass that person.
Yeah.
Because that's like, damn. If you embarrass that person at a company party, they're going to hear about it like the rest of the week.
Yeah.
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 Or the rest of their time there. Yeah.
Especially if it's like a company, like holiday party. Yeah, damn. Yeah. You know they're going to be waiting for after, you know,
right.
After winter closure and then go at you first day of the year. You don't want that.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, here's my like kind of hot take on it. It's like you shouldn't be who you are. You need to be an image of who that person is or like who you're coming in with as like for that plus one.
It's fucked up, but you're an accessory.
Yeah, exactly.
Arm candy.
Yeah. You are an arm candy. You're an accessory. You're basically like the prize trophy essentially. Yeah. Sucks because I mean, at this point it doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl, you're getting objectified and you might as well make the most of that moment.
As bad as it sounds.
Yeah. You're there for free food and very like important small talk. Like, all you do is add in, oh, yeah, like this person. Yeah, I'm with him, and he's so great. you know, things like that.
I mean, I think in general, you should just be doing that. Like, if you bring someone along, like to a wedding,
party. Well, I think for like a, well, this is sidetracked, but I think for like a wedding plus one, it's a little different because you're not as socially inclined to meet people as like a company party.
Okay.
I guess because a company party, you're essentially walking around a lot of times. But like if you're going to like a wedding, a lot of times you're just in your small space of the table.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? That makes
or
sense.
Like the beginning and the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The like main difference, in my opinion, would be like at a wedding party, you could be like a flex. But like at a company party, you need to be a value add. Mm-hmm. Which is like it's different, right? Like there you need to be like that person's like I don't really know how to explain it aside from value add. That's like the best way I can think of it. But it's a weird position to be in, but it's also like super important because like when other people are bringing their plus ones too like into the game, like I think it's okay the plus ones can just like do their own thing and employees do their own thing, but like when you're networking with that person, right? Because the name of the game is networking. And when you're networking, you have to, in a way, also contribute a value add to that person, right? Like, you can't just take. You have to give. It's a game of balances, push and shove. And so if that person sees, like, oh, like, you brought in some, like your plus one is slammed, you know, drinking up everything, just here for the free food, mooching mm-hmm. off, you know, that type of mentality. Like, that's a negative.
Yeah, that looks bad.
Yeah, and so, like, that person isn't going to want to associate with you as much during these events, you know, because they're like, well, I don't want to be dragged in the mud with this. So that's
also,
why.
You're piling your plate is not going to look good for neither party. So don't do that.
Who actually does that?
Some people do.
I think it's one part is hella funny to me. Like, one of the big company parties we've had, one of my coworkers brought her son, which, you know, mm-hmm. is like, he's not, like, super young or super old. He's, like, maybe a couple years younger than me. So on the side note of being the accessory, honestly, if you're working at the company, you should kind of make an effort to meet the plus ones and kind of make mm-hmm. them feel comfortable too. Because it's like yeah. they're not going to sit there for like three, four hours. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was funny because this is the first time he had we had a dessert bar and it had bacon top donuts, which is like bacon maple syrup. On a donut, right? And yeah. that's like pretty common. But this is the first time he's had it. So, and no one else is eating, which is like fine for him to do. So he ended up like pocketing some on the way out. And I thought it was the funniest thing.
Yeah. I think also, I guess for like additional context, it really depends on like what scale the holiday party's at, right? Yeah. Like if you're talking about like, oh, this is like the big event where like my boss is going to be there, their boss is going to be there, the director, CEO level suite people are going to be there. Then that's when all the value add spiel that I said really kicks in. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a small scale, a little bit more casual, like we're just here to have a good time, celebrate year's end type deal, and maybe it's just your team, by all means, have fun. Like that, get slammed.
Get slammed.
Yeah. So I think that's also like another delineation of like what your plus one role could be like.
I think we're talking about a more formal plus one role where it's like maybe the holiday banquet or something like that versus yeah. like a celebration where a lot of companies will do where you can bring a plus one and your kids or something. Mm-hmm. Like we had that before. If that's the case, just have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can loosen up a bit.
Yeah. But if it's like a gala, your See, directors.
That's
are
what I did not
there.
Understand. Yeah. I was like, why are parties so intense? I'm like, oh, it's like a fucking gala. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, that makes a difference.
Once you hear, oh, the VP of whoever is going to be there, that's the flag.
No, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I thought you meant it was a more casual thing. I'm like, bro, I'm not going into tech.
There's like a little bit of both parties, right?
Yeah. I mean, I see that both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One's
understand.
A formality and one's more. I was gonna say casualty. That's
casualty. Yeah,
one's more of like just for funsies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I understand that now.
Yeah.
Team morale parties.
mm-hmm. The team morale parties are fun. You get slammed.
Yeah. Don't bring me to your networking things. I have nothing to add for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, you just. I'm with him.
Just yeah, trophy. Yeah.
What do you do? Just don't say nonprofit.
Just say you're an accountant.
just say you're an artist.
I mean, I am an accountant. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can say that. That's fine.
And then they're gonna ask me about their taxes. I'm like, I'm not doing your taxes.
No. Yeah.
But then, no, I'm not.
Just
doing
keep it short and sweet. I'm an accountant.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, people don't ask questions after they say that. Like, oh, okay.
Just be like corporate accounting
until they're like, oh, for like, which big four? And you're like, oh,
it's
fuck.
Like, it's like, nah.
No, it's just, nah. Just, you know, we're
corporate
like,
accounting.
We're like top hundreds.
Yeah.
Said, don't bring me to your parties.
Oh yeah.
after you, yeah. you made it explicit that you were a great plus one, by the way.
I'm, I'm a good plus one, but then it's very draining to be a plus one when it comes to those situations.
Yeah.
The like networking situations. I'm good with people. I can talk to people. Like I am pretty sociable when I need to be, but it's very tiring.
It is very tiring.
Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. So usually I don't really like bringing a plus one because it's like you're almost a babysitter.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, where's my plus one? Where'd they go?
And yeah.
Like, I don't need that much more mental hurdle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to worry about the other person mm-hmm. at the time. You know, yeah. like if I'm in those like networking situations by myself, like it's so much more like agile. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just be like, pew, pew, pew. Mm-hmm. go to different people, shake some
That's
hands,
true.
Duck yeah. and weave, yeah. go to different groups, go to different like food tables. But this one, you're just like kind of hunkered down.
Yeah.
Ball and chain.
Mm. Right, because you got to make sure that that person's comfortable and fed. And
I don't know why, I just imagine it's like before the holiday party, it's like a Spy Family thing where you just like, all right, we're gonna prep for this interview.
Pretty accurate.
A fake family.
We're fake family.
Pretty accurate.
If anyone asked, we've been together forever.
I'm over here with like pictures of like people on my phone. This is the VP.
I imagine just a projector on the wall. And it's like Lauren's just sitting on the couch. Lauren, all right, this? Who's this? Pop quiz.
Oh my God. It's like the movies. It's like, all right, is this person? Is that person connected to this
it's
person?
It's like a debrief.
She's just debrief. Running back to her room. I don't want to study anymore.
like Anya, what is
I want to go to
We
an
are
ooting.
A normal family. I love my dad.
I love my dad and my mom.
Like that's how you'd be like a deer in the headlights at Tyler's parties. Like,
yeah.
My name is Lauren.
I'm over here like, yes.
Just one,
great job.
One down.
just behind the person. She's like, no.
And she's just like, no.
It's like, I work no. for none. I mean, I'm a corporate accountant.
I am his girlfriend.
Man. Yeah, I'm not going.
What a situation.
Nah, you just go, just live.
Yeah, I mean, he already had his thing.
The
I think
one.
He went to like the yeah. small thing. Well, I don't know I mean, if you're having a big thing. I have no idea what you're doing.
Too many budget cuts all around.
That's true.
He just got there.
Maybe next year.
Right. He just got there.
Next year.
Every company, budget cuts.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably hang out with my coworkers just for funsies.
Mm-hmm. Here's how I see it. If Google scaled down their holiday party, I wouldn't expect holiday parties at any other company.
Okay. That's fair.
At least to scale. It really depends.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I suddenly remembered, like, we were talking a couple episodes back. We were talking about, like wedding stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I remember giving the tip of, like, always hold your drink in the left hand so you can shake people with the right hand. Also highly applicable in these situations. Yeah, great, great tip. I was doing that yesterday. It was great.
Yeah. Also figure out what's your good side at these company parties because there's going to be a lot of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And
the big ones.
All your other coworkers are usually going to want pictures with you. You, mm-hmm. you work together.
Yeah.
Maybe, well, I actually don't know. Maybe that was just me.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty true.
Yeah.
Usually.
I didn't really have any pictures this time. Well,
I think I was more for like formal.
Yeah.
I
mean. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was on group photos and stuff. Like,
yeah.
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 You gotta dress all cute and shit.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of phasing out. I feel like not a lot, like, I think traditional companies do it, like really like old school, established, you know, PTO accrual type companies mm-hmm. versus like in the tech world. I feel like these like very formal events don't really happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they do, but you just have to find a really nice Patagonia.
Patagucci.
The Lululemon.
Some nice Carhartt pants.
You got the ABCs.
All right, that's a little too much for
yeah.
that.
Was it the Thursday's leather white shoes?
Yeah, I have those. I like Thursdays.
That's like, but that's the look. That's the
no, they're still in their Allbirds, right?
I have not seen Allbirds in a while.
Yeah, I knew that shit was gonna die.
I'm kind of sad. I kind of want to hop on that hype.
It's on sale. You can get it before they die.
It's so ugly. Don't do it.
What?
Yeah.
They look comfy.
They're not. They can't yeah. be. No way.
They can't. No way.
It's ugly. No way. Don't do it. I'll make fun of you for it.
Girl, I know. You wear Crocs.
Yeah.
Hey.
But that
is
a trend.
That is comfy.
That's comfy.
Not very good for the rain, by the way.
Did you wear that today?
Yeah.
Bro.
It stopped raining when I got here.
Porous is an understatement for Crocs.
They're sturdy, though. They're sturdy.
I mean, I can see why. I mean, it's rubber.
Yeah, but also, they're kind of dirt cheap compared to the pricing of, like, Allbirds for what you're
getting.
That's
true.
Okay, though. But Allbirds
is all trash.
Oh.
Ooh.
That is
hot take.
Too far.
Yeah.
You said it, Peter.
Yeah, but they're dying anyway, so.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Suspended, like, half your company.
Huh?
Allbirds all dead.
Suspended half my company.
I honestly, I've seen, at my company, I've probably seen more Birkenstocks than I've seen Allbirds. Ooh. Sadly.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says.
I like Bergen.
I'm just saying. I haven't seen them in a while.
The Allbirds?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely phased
out.
No
one wears them anymore, yeah.
It's phased out for... You know what I've been seeing a lot of? Again, like, I've been seeing a lot of, like, boots.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing a lot more boots lately.
Like, on guys? Like, Chelsea's?
Not Chelsea's.
I think more like... I've seen more like I was going to say combat boots, but... I don't know if that's the right term.
Not really. Like chukka style stuff.
Yeah, like
kinda,
chukkas.
Or those like, are kind of
you talking about
back.
Men?
Yeah.
Are you talking about like Clarks almost? They look like Clarks, but they're not?
Yeah, that's essentially a chukka, but yeah. Clarks has like the ugly rubber bottom thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's
not
just like more casual
Interesting.
Chukkas.
I haven't really noticed, to be honest.
The white sneakers is definitely still around. That's like a classic.
White leather shoes is definitely popular now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Especially more in a...
Timeless.
I mean, it wasn't a thing in tech until like kind of recently, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
That's the new Allbirds.
Mm-hmm.
That is the new Allbirds. Mm-hmm. Like the all-white Stan Smiths, pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, any white shoe that I've been wearing lately.
I think you know what's funny? Like I've been watching like these reels of like specifically like Bleacher Report. And they do like, what do you wear today's? And they're just wearing sneaker heat. And I'm like, damn, that's a fun energy right there.
that would be fun.
Yeah. I had that at my previous company with like one other coworker. We would just check each other's sneakers out.
Yeah.
But now I don't have that anymore. I don't have any like sneaker heads here. So it's like, I don't even try.
Yeah.
He texts me. He's like, you know what? I put on this whole fit. No one came by and said anything. And I was like, man, that's
tough. Buddy.
Tragic. It's like, it doesn't make sense. I sit at the front too. Everyone sees me when they walk in. No one says a thing.
Damn.
It's like, I just got this Rolex. No one said anything. I'm like, man, I would. Shit. If I was there, I'd hype you up, but I'm not. Tragic.
That is truly tragic. Yeah. Yeah. But we do digress.
What are we talking about?
Shit, man. Holiday company parties.
Holiday company parties.
Yeah. Any other tips and tricks? Oh. So a couple years back, we went to Lawrence.
Oh, both of you. Both of you went. Yeah.
You're my technically, I wasn't your plus one.
You're my two. My two bodyguards are with me all night.
Yeah. So I think that was a prime example of like a, I mean, there was like.
That's a more casual one.
It is more casual.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also like, there was also some like, you know, like higher level folks there like
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of like a good mix of like, oh, it's themed. Oh, if it's themed too, I feel like. How y'all feel about themes? Sometimes I don't really go with it.
Well, I like themes if everyone is going to like partake in the theme.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot more fun. But you don't know that either.
See, my biggest fear is like overcommitting to the theme and just showing up and like no one else is. Like everyone's in Patagonias.
Yeah. You just have to know what party you're going to. Like if people will dress up or people will like, yeah.
I love themes. I feel like I have.
I love themes too.
I just have like random shit at home and like fits that I just like. I would wear for this event.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have the opportunity because it's not themed, you know?
Like the velvets.
Sure. The velvets. Suits. Yeah. That one's like, that's tough to pull out sometimes. This is like themed, you know?
Yeah,
I have a velvet dress too. And I'm like, I only wore it once to our theme party. Yeah. It was like a 70s holiday party. So I wore it there and it was cool. Yeah. But I want to wear it again. So I don't wear it.
I got some like Venetian loafers, you know? Maybe.
You never got to wear those, huh? No.
Well, no event has asked for it.
It's true. You know what?
I guess I could have worn it at the wedding, but I was part of.
Me and Peter, one day, we're going to match in velvet.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yo, they got velvet pants now?
My velvet dress is in the closet right now.
I'm over here like, I don't know them.
The thing is, my loafers is like a shiny
red,
leather,
right?
though.
Isn't it red?
No, I have... Oh, I have like a navy blue one.
Oh, okay, okay. I remember you sending me that.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't have an event to wear these two. But I was like, buy it. I have a wedding in a week, so maybe I'll find a way to pull it out.
I thought you were gonna wear it for the party that was at the export. No. It was Academy of Science.
I do. I wore the velvet suit. The jacket.
But, damn. So would you say velvet is a work appropriate?
That one wasn't like party. A super. That one wasn't like super formal though. So okay. It's just more of a party. That was like the end of year celebration.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Yeah. Some people dressed up, but I mean, I think for guys, it's a little bit easier to, whether it be a theme or not. Like, cause if you come in a suit, regardless, like you're normally dressed, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can throw like a nice tie in, that's like festive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, I feel like for girls, the theme's like a little bit harder.
It's tough.
They might have like more options.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on the theme too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. I do enjoy themed parties and dressing up and looking like hot shit.
That doesn't sound good.
It's great.
Hot shit.
Flaming
hot.
Shit.
Hot. No, I'm not shit.
You just said hot shit. Like, it's like,
make up your mind.
Yeah, like, it's hot shit, not still shit.
You know
shit.
What I mean.
Yeah. But then, so I guess, like, so putting myself into that hypothetical situation, brand new. Let's say, for example, my company was like, yo, we're throwing like a banger 80s themed party.
You go all out.
You go all out.
You're brand new. You can't be the new guy that doesn't try.
Okay.
Fair. Yeah. You got to be the new guy that's like, everyone's like, oh, I like him. They meet you at the party. He's like, hey, I like committed. This guy. Versus like the guy that's been there for like 5 years that doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Just show up and be like, oh,
yeah.
Who's this wallpaper?
You know? So you would go on the deep end of like 80s themed in we that did situation.
If you're new.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Like for me, we had a couple theme parties for like my current place. I'm like, I did not show up themed at all. I was like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Y'all see me like once a quarter.
You're over here like, I'm people team. I can't. I can't break no rules. Y'all gonna report me to me.
You know, maybe because, you know, I think the only company parties I usually go all out for is like Halloween.
Okay.
I didn't go for it at this one, but that's because I didn't have my makeup team, which is funny because my makeup team, which is like accounting team for my previous company, came over to this one. I'm like, oh shit, I have my makeup team
that's
now. Funny. Let's wait for next.
Yeah, that's funny.
Next Halloween.
I remember
I'll win you another $100 gift card.
When Peter was Agnes from Despicable Me, I remember that.
my senior account was like, all right, if you do this, I'll bring my weave and then we'll just stick it up. And she's in the office just hairspraying this weave and it's just like just stuck on my head.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's funny. I love it.
Man. I think we covered pretty good grounds of like, I guess like different stages of holiday parties, different levels of that. Any other ending remarks before we wrap up part one of our holiday speak?
I mean, I think that's it. But I mean, we also come from a more techie startup company vibe. So if you're more traditional, I don't know. What's the word? Just track my words.
I think traditional.
Yeah, traditional. More like traditional old school style of companies where it's like.
If you got PTO accrual.
formal and shit, then maybe. Maybe it's more of like a business meeting.
if your company doesn't have a fucking, what do they call it, unlimited PTO policy, you'll probably have to.
Hey, we don't have unlimited PTO.
You don't?
No.
Oh, shit. That's a conversation for another time, though. True.
Look at him flexing all his benefits and perks.
Unlimited PTO is fake, but we can talk about that another day. As a people's person.
That's So who's going to report me? Me?
True.
Anyways, but yeah, we can wrap up part one because honestly, we're getting hungry and DoorDash is coming very soon. So short episode today, but that's all good. We got part two coming up next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Actually, you don't probably have to because I barely update it these days.
Yeah, you got
to
check us out next week.
There it is.
But there it is. All right. See y'all.
Bye.
Doodles.